browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issue today is political violence and free speech. How do we balance the two things? Political violence and free speech. I'm simply saying, I believe that much of what we see today with the political violence, especially culminating in what we have seen with the execution of Charlie Kirk by an assassin's bullet, it was political violence because he hated what Charlie Kirk was saying and doing and his position. It goes back to, as I've talked about on several broadcasts, about the hatred and the animus that is being shown today against Christians and conservatives. But I'm looking at, we've got some folks on the line. We'll take them in just one moment if you'll hang in there. I'm looking at headline, Network Political Analyst Suggests Charlie Kirk Deserved to Be Shot. I've talked with you about, touched on this before. MSNBC political analyst Matthew Dowd suggested on Wednesday that Charlie Kirk's rhetoric made him a natural target for violence. He said Kirk's hate speech inevitably led him to being shot. He goes further to say, saying awful words and not expect awful actions to take place must be recognized. He said, and I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which lead then to hateful actions. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the only thing we see. What I'm looking at with the headline that's very, very clear says, reprehensible. Texas investigates hundreds of teachers who posted comments after Kirk's murder. At least dozens and dozens of people across America, perhaps hundreds by now, and by the way, it's thousands, have fired by their employees for advocating violence against conservatives and Christians in the aftermath of the assassination last week of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. It goes on to say Texas officials say they're investigating almost 200 teachers who have been reported for such offenses. Governor Greg Abbott said the Texas Educational Agency is working to review those statements that include teachers who have cheered the murderer. Abbott said those found to have gone into the speech and promote hate and violence will have their teaching certificates suspended and will be barred from working in any Texas school. The Texas Educational Association Commissioner noted that the behavior may be in violation of the Educator's Code of Ethics. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. Listen, let me tie a little loose end. Yes, we have free speech. Person can stand on the street corner and say whatever he wants to in vulgar, violent protest about whatever it may be. But the private employers can fire or hire whoever they want to. I find that this is one of the things that must be done in the nation today. Looking at a headline, Florida lawmaker says Charlie Kirk was a fitting sacrifice. And listen, Steve Cody is facing calls to resign after he said that Charlie Kirk was a fitting sacrifice to the gun manufacturers following the conservative activist assassination. Quote, Charlie Kirk is a fitting sacrifice to our Lord, Smith & Wesson. Hallowed be their name, he wrote on Facebook. Cody, a councilman in the Miami-Dade village of Palmetto Bay, says, "I'm not resigning," end quote. There's a major push for him to resign, and I pray that they force him out of office because of making that statement. So the point is, yes, he had free speech to say that, but no, it ought not to be tolerated, and there should be checks and balances to make sure that that free speech does not cross the line and bring about harm and danger or to cheer on the enemy in America. We have enough demonic enemy attacks today, whether having those in public office or those that are teachers or doctors or nurses or airplane pilots. We've had several airlines, I think three at least, where their pilots have cheered on the assassin for killing Charlie Kirk. I think, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what the Bible says of the perilous times in the last days. I believe Jim's on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. The debate comes down to consequence of action. In other words, your speech has consequences for action. Mm-hmm. If the right, and this is an example, the right says that there are two genders, and we tell the truth, mm-hmm. biblically based and biology based. The left says no. There's hundreds of genders, and you're a Nazi. So the Democrats scream vitriol while the Republicans simply state a fact. And when you come down to the transgender issue, because they're screaming vitriol, you have these occurrences. Charlie Kirk was assassinated by a transgender ideologist. The Catholic school in Minneapolis was shot up by a trans individual. The Nashville school was shot up by a trans ideologist. So you take that to the political world and we look at it. Same thing again. Republicans bad, Democrats vitriol. Here's a couple of those examples there. Lee Zeldin running for New York governor against Kathy Hochul was rushed on stage by a leftist ideologue who tried to stab him because he did not like him, because the Democrats told him Lee Zeldin bad, Lee Zeldin Nazi, Lee Zeldin fascist. Mm-hmm. It's these individuals, and here's another example too, the hospitals and healthcare. We have a large population in the United States there that are unable, and this includes illegal aliens using facilities, emergency rooms, doctors, whatever. That has to be paid for somehow, some way. A United Healthcare CEO was blamed by the leftists that the skyrocketing costs are because they're too greedy. They never once listen to anybody on the Republican side that says we cannot continue to give services out for free and not have consequence. So what happens? He's shot by an individual in New York City who left another leftist ideological manifesto. It's intolerable the amount of violence the Democrats are promoting with their vitriol, and it's unacceptable.
Yes, in fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, "Sick and Twisted, U.S. Senator says there must be consequences for people spewing hate and celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder." Let me read two paragraphs and get your take on it. If you're celebrating the political assassination of a man who was exercising his free speech, you should be held accountable. You should be fired, and that is beginning to see the end. We're beginning to see the end of it. In the wake of last week's assassination, Charlie Kirk, U.S. Senator, says there must be consequences for those who are celebrating the murder of a Christian champion and conservative giant. Senator Katie Britt, Republican, Alabama, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, blasted the vicious hate and celebrations of Charlie Kirk, saying, quote, "It's absolutely disgusting. The rhetoric that led us to this moment, calling President Trump a fascist, calling him Hitler. You have news organizations and mainstream media celebrating and allowing those things to take place and being said of their networks. This is very, very dangerous. Now people are celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder, celebrating a political assassination that should never have happened in the United States of America. We must do more. We must stand firm, and there must be consequences with regard to people spewing this type of hate, celebrating the in the face of this, and I believe there will be. And he goes on further talking about the different ones and their positions and what they've done and what they've said. So the question, Jim, how do we balance this? There's free speech, and these people claim they're exercising their free speech. How should we respond to that? What's the answer? Pam, I'll give you one other one. Look at the headline. Pam Bondi, the DOJ, has eyes on companies that turn away customers over the Kirk poster. And it's talking about in this article about Home Depot, Office Depot. Somebody had gone in and wanted to get a poster made. This is what it said. Pam Bondi, Attorney General, said Monday on Fox that the Department of Justice is looking into Office Depot after a Michigan employee allegedly refused to print a poster for a vigil honoring Turning Point USA Charlie Kirk. Since Kirk's assassination on Wednesday, hundreds of leftists, including educators, have been fired after publicly posting celebratory responses to his murder. It goes on to talk about, she says, well, sure, we have First Amendment, and these people speak horrible, horrible things. I think yesterday and today, she goes on talking on Fox News, a school board member right here in Virginia had to resign because she had horrible things about Charlie Kirk, that he deserved to die. Pam Bondi said, that's horrific. It's free speech, but it shouldn't be employed anywhere. If you're going to say that, every employer you have has an obligation to get rid of people like that. Jim, what say you?
Okay, let's start with the common premise here. The common premise is the employer and employees. When an employee states anything they want to state or any public statement there, they are representative of the employer, whether they're at work or not. So if I go on what they call a private social media page, no. The second word in there is social media. You have shared that with the entire world. If I work for Office Depot and I tell somebody, no, I'm not going to print it because it's office propaganda, there should be a consequence for that. Pam Bondi should not use the Department of Justice to go after that because the capitalist market is taking care of it. Those individuals were fired because they violated company policy. The second part comes back to the vitriol of the individual and the Democrat side. You go onto a social media site and you say, yay, you know, ding dong, the witch is dead, and you're jumping around about it there. Your employer has every right to tell you that that is actually socially unacceptable behavior. I don't want you to work for me because, quite frankly, I'm questioning whether if somebody comes walking into my business or into the emergency room or wherever you work at and they've got a Republican hat or a MAGA hat on, what are you going to do to those individuals? So you have typical reaction response and knee-jerk reaction. You've got the right to say it, but you have to be able to be mature enough to accept the consequence of action.
In other words, accountability jumps into play. Absolutely.
Yes,
I'm looking at a couple other headlines. For example, Karma, Secret Service faces a scrutiny after agent cheers Charlie Kirk's murder. Another one. There I said it, high school teacher sidelined out of the school classroom because of her remarks about Charlie Kirk's murder. Here's another one. Must be fired, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, outraged by U.S. commercial pilots celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination. So these companies have the right to right to fire if you use terminology and information and free speech that's going to be harmful, detrimental to their organization, to their structure. So you're exactly right, and I believe we need to see more companies. For example, one of them was a brain surgeon physician. that was speaking in very, very vitriol statements about Charter Kirk and praising his assassin for shooting him. How would you like to go into a surgery and you're a Republican, you're a MAGA person, let's say, and you got a brain surgeon that's going to cut open your head? Would you be comfortable with that? I say no. Would you be comfortable getting on an airplane if you have a MAGA shirt on and the pilot is against you and maybe wants to crash the plane to get rid of you? It's a dangerous fact that we're living in, and we need to recognize that danger. So, Jim, it deserves our prayer and our recognition that God is still in control. Thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you.
And God bless you. I believe Tom is on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. And I sure agree with what Jim was saying. But there's a question I got to ask that I'd like to ask you is, and before I do, is I used to have a lot of gold. I love Cougarans, 1 ounce Cougarans. When you compare one of those to a penny, it's pitiful. You can see the quality in the gold. And Dr. Youngblood, your broadcast is like that 1 ounce Cougaran. It is the truth, the pure, unadulterated truth that we need to hear. And I'd like to ask you a question, though. Aren't we the shooter? Isn't he just a foot soldier in the left's army? Don't we need to go after the main culprits, who is Bill and Hillary, Obama, George Soros? Shouldn't we go after the ones that's got the power to cause all this problem? And will this happen? Will you see Obama be brought to trial, or are those people just too firmly entrenched? What is the answer, Dr. Youngblood?
Tom, you ask a very pertinent question, and the scripture is very, very real. There ought to be justice. The Apostle Paul was beaten, put in jail, and charged with a crime, and then they realized that he was a Roman citizen, and they said, oh, I'll tell you what, we're going to pat him on the head, let him go out of the back door of the jail, not say anything about it. The Apostle Paul said, no, you have beaten me, you've thrown me in prison, I'm a Roman citizen, you're going to we're going to publicize what you've done, and it's going to be corrected. And I believe that we're witnessing today the starting point of a real investigation of places like the Southern Poverty Law Center, organizations and structures that uphold the assassination of a person because he's a conservative Christian. Pam Bondi has already said that they're going to start investigating and doing something about it. For example, right here in Hamilton County in the state of Florida, a judge said Charlie Kirk's assassination was absolutely right, and it should be done. He needs to be removed. But going back to your more pertinent question, I believe each of these organizations need to be investigated. The Hillary and Bill Clinton Foundation needs to be investigated. They were simply a conduit for dark money coming in to control the Democrats in their party for the elections, et cetera, et cetera. The DOJ was, under the Obama and the Biden administration, a tool to persecute, to prosecute, and search down any Christian or conservative, and to cause them headaches, heartaches, and to put them out of business. So, yes, I believe the investigation needs to start. I believe it needs to start now. I believe that there needs to be prosecutions for it. But will Barack Hussein Obama ever be prosecuted? No. Will Merrick Garland ever be prosecuted? No. Will Anthony Fauci ever be prosecuted? No. That's just my simple to-the-point answer to your question, because what we have is a total Republican Party. They'll talk and they'll brag. We're going to have these committees. We're going to have the meetings. We're going to have the investigations. And they bring out all of the things that could be charged with and then do nothing. Right now, we're entering into the year of midterm elections, and most Republicans are afraid they might say something that will hurt some feelings of some borderline potential vote, and therefore they're going to do nothing. Now, does that mean that I have no hope for the future? No, because God is still in control, God's still on the throne, and God has a wonderful, wonderful sovereign hand in all the affairs of man. In fact, it gets to a fundamental, foundational point. Tom, I believe in capital punishment, and they've already charged this shooter with a capital crime. And in Utah, that capital crime, when he is convicted, and I believe he will be, he's got three choices: either to be death by the firing squad, or by the electric chair, or by lethal injection. and I believe that's the only choice he's going to have. And it needs to cease. Once the conviction is upheld, there needs to be the execution. According to Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, God says if you take a man's life, your life is going to be called for. I believe we need to see that more and more in America, and I believe it will absolutely not necessarily shut down, but it will cause to cease and desist much of what we're finding as the rampant shooting, the rampant killing, and the disrespect for life in America. That's my position based on the authority of the Scripture. So, Tom, it demands our prayer, demands the vigilance on the part of conservatives and Christians and patriots to keep on keeping on and not allow this event with Charlie Kirk's assassination to cause us to stop being verbal, visible, and victorious in what we do as salt and light in a dying, darkening society today. So, Tom, keep looking up. Keep praying. God bless you for calling. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question, please.
Yes, concerning free speech. Yes, we have the right of free expression. So if I want to call you ugly or stupid, that's fine. That should not insult anybody because it's just my opinion. You can accept it or leave it. But when you incite or promote violence, somebody could get hurt or killed. So that should not be allowed, especially when you're somebody of importance, you know, like a senator or a congressman saying that we need to get in the face of conservatives and attack them and bring a gun to the fight. So don't promote anything, because do not promote violence, because that could hurt or kill somebody. But you could insult. That's okay with me. Whatever you call me, that's your opinion, not mine. And now that we talk about hate speech, I like to talk about hate crimes. Well, all crimes are hateful. All crimes are evil. Not just when it's a white person attacking or killing a black person. No, it's all the same. It doesn't matter what the race or religion. A crime is a crime, period.
Yes.
We don't need to add the word hate crime. It's already hateful. That's bad English.
Well, you know, Derby, I recall back a number of years ago, many years ago now, when Jerry Falwell was still living, the porno hustler with a publication published an article that Jerry Falwell was having sex with his mother. And Jerry Falwell filed suit. Went to the local courts, went to the appeals court, went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said that's free speech. He could say whatever he wanted to say. Therein lies the problem, in my opinion. It is the, in fact, when it comes to the porn industry, the U.S. Supreme Court had ruled that those images are simply free expressions, and so they equated that with free speech. We have gone awry, in my opinion, through the U.S. Supreme Court and the ruling just like that. So as a result of that, we're finding the reaping of the whirlwind today because we've sown to the wind. And so it is my prayer that there will be some recognition that we've got to tighten the way, hinges on the door to prevent this from taking place in a greater fashion. Let me touch on something before I let you go. And I touched on it briefly just a moment ago. What do you think about execution? What do you think about the capital punishment? Most states today, many states today have said no to capital punishment. Many states have no capital punishment. I'm thankful that Utah does at this juncture. Should capital punishment be carried out? What are your thoughts on it? Many Christians say, oh, no, 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 that's not love. We ought not to. God's word in the first act of setting up civil government, found in the 9th chapter of Genesis, and in the 9th chapter of Genesis, in the 6th verse, it says, whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. What say you, Derby?
Very much in favor of capital punishment. If you kill somebody by mistake, well, that's pretty bad, but once you kill the killer, he will not kill again. So we are saving future innocent victims. So, yes, and not only should there be capital punishment, there should be punishing, making the criminal suffer, work, and to redeem himself and to make the victim whole. And that never happens in our society today. We worry too much about the prisoners not being comfortable in an air-conditioned jail, but we don't worry about the victim who is at home suffering.
Yes.
So, and just kill them all and not waste any time or money on keeping criminals alive longer than a week.
Well, you see, you touched on it, because the problem we have in America today is, as a result of, a person can be caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced to death, and 10 years, 20 years, 25 years, I think 22 years is probably one of the longest ones, before the person is actually executed. We have those now, the Menendez brothers, that have been in jail, what, 35 years now, and they're seeking a retrial, or they're seeking a reprieve, because they're because of some special documentary that supposedly went on the air and showed that somehow, somewhere, there were errors in the case. And so these two murderers that murdered, cold-blooded murder of their mom and dad, somehow, some way, they should be released now, is the mindset with the public. Because after all, capital punishment is bad. I'm looking at an article, and I'll touch on it and get your thoughts before we let you go. Stephen Miller. He's one of the main talking heads for Donald Trump. Goes nuclear on left-wing terrorist celebration assassination of Charlie Kirk. He says, in part, Miller pledged to take down the left-wing organization, all the left-wing organizations that are fomenting domestic terrorism across America. Here's the transcript. He calls for the enemies of the Republic, calls for the fascists, and say they are Nazis. Those that say that you're Nazis, say that you're evil, that they be removed from society and allow them to no longer have an organizational structure. They're trying to inspire someone to murder them. That is their objective. And he goes on to talk about that in very succinct, very powerful statement. So I'm thankful that there are those in the Trump administration that standing against what we see taking place. And I'm thankful that we have those as Christians, conservatives, and patriots that are still willing to be salt and light. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue today, that I believe we need to recognize and come to grips with, and that is the political violence and free speech. I believe Jose's on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, brother.
Go
the
ahead.
Worst part that I find are the so-called Christians, that they are showing the true colors in this tragedy. No matter what color race you have, no matter what color skin you have, this guy was killed. I don't care if he's white, purple, brown, orange, pink, whatever. He's a human being that got killed for expressing his God-given freedom of expression, expressing his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He was not, you know, he didn't speak hatred. He spoke the something that the liberals hated. That's why he got killed. But Christians trying to say that it was okay? I mean, this is sickening. I was expecting this from the liberals, you know what I mean? They're on the side of the evil always.
Yes.
From a so-called Christian church.
Yes. Jose, our time has completely elapsed today, but thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast.